Okay, today's daf is daf Yud Aleph. We are on the bottom of Yud Aleph Beis, the Mishnah. Ha'omer. Ha'omer, someone says, so we finished discussing Kinuyim and Yados. Yesterday's Mishnah was about Kinuyim. And today we are up to other Lashonos that are not complete Lashonos regarding Nidar. Ha'omer, Lachulin Sha'ocha Lacha. Most Rishonim have this as one word, but they have a patach under the Lamed. Lachulin Sha'ocha Lacha. Which is interpreted as not chulin, as lo chulin. The Mefarish here says he actually has the girsa of lo chulin, two words. But most Rishonim say, no, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that it's la chulin, sho'ocha lecha, it's not chulin what I will eat of yours. Meaning it's aser what I will eat of yours. La chulin, sho'ocha lecha. Or if someone says lo kasher, it's not kasher what I'm going to eat of yours. Velo dachi, or it's not Dachi, what is dachi? It's not tahar. Dachi is Aramaic for tahar. Or tahar, right? That also, the lo goes on that last word, tahar also just doesn't say it, because tahar and dachi mean the same thing. That is all part one of the Mishnah. If someone says any of these lashonos, not chulin what I eat of yours, not kosher, not dachi, not tahar, all of that would, as we'll see, the Mishnah is going to say, that is all achieves the status of a neder. What is lo dachi? What is lo dachi? So the Rani explains that tahar, you find in the Torah that kosher, not kosher, is referred to as tahar and tameh. The animals of the tahar animals really means the kosher animals. So here too, lo dachi can mean not kosher means usher. That is how the Ran interprets lo dachi. The Tosas Rid gives a different shot of what lo dachi means. He says, no, maybe it means it means more literally. V'hachi kamar lo yehe kekarben kasher kekarben tahar haroi la'achila o labaylam o lakonim. It shouldn't be like a kosher and tahar karban. Masha ochalacha ela kekarben pasul v'tamei. But it's like a tamei and pasul karban. What's the added chiddush? Shehu asur la'achila afilu lakonim. Because specifically, it's asur ta'achila to everybody, says the Tosfos Rid. Let's say I would say, this thing should be asur like a chatas to me, an Ami Yisrael. So I'm not allowed to eat it. She'ilo ayakar but kasher v'tar, she'yibut l'kohanim, says the Tosfos Rid. If you give something the status of an item that is mutter to other people to eat, just not you to eat, that's not called a neder. That wouldn't get the status. Afa pi shehu asur li'Yisrael, even though Yisrael can't eat it, can go in chazei v'shok shel shlamim, Karbet shlamim Yisrael is allowed to eat, except for the chazay and the shok. Every chazay, the breastbone and one of the thigh bones, go to the kohen, even of a shlamim. The some is burned, some goes to the kohen, some goes to the bialim. So says the Tosfos Rid, if you would say this thing has the status of a karbet shlamim, oh, evare chatas va'asham, achas zrika hadam, or the evarim of a chatas and an asham after zrika, v'nader bahem, eino klum. V'avam isha al yidei neder nesru Yisrael, even though through your neder is usher to you, also to you, but still, since others can eat it, therefore it is not called a nether. Avo matnas kahuna kibishur no lakonim lo havi lashem dumya demeilo. So that's the Tosfos Chiddush on our Mishnah, that taking a nether on something that is also to you, but it's not also to others, so then that wouldn't have the status of a nether. We'll have to talk about in a couple of daf. We're going to get to it. What about truma? Right, first mission, the second parak. What about if you say, give it something the status of truma? So truma is also asr to you. To Yisrael, it's misa v'dei shemayim, if they eat truma. B'mezen. So is that a davar ha'asr, or is that a davar ha'nadur? That's what we'll have to talk about. But that is two deos over here. What does the lo dachi mean in the Mishnah? So again, the Ran, most we showed him just say means another word for asr. The Tosfos Rid gives a little deeper explanation. Yeah. Right, an episode for Erev Tchumin to use for something that's mutter for somebody else and also for you. So again, you might not compare the cases, but you're right. I mean, that Erev Tchum might be Lamaisa, could you eat it? That might mean more Lamaisa, because that's be your Erev. You're Ma'ariv with people. Here might be more of a formal definition.
If he's being Matfis, then something that's kosher or not kosher, that's also from the Torah. How could he be Matfis?
Right, so are you being, I don't know if, the Rishonim here talk about whether this is really a Hatfasa. Sounds like more, you don't have two items in front of you. You're just saying this should have the status of. You're not saying zeh kazeh, which is real hatfasa. It's just, this should have the status of. So that is all part one of the Mishnah. You say, lo something. Lo chulun, lo kasher, lo dachi, lo tar. Part two of the Mishnah. Tamei, nosar, pigol. Asur. Right? You say, just say, this should be tamei. This should be nosar. This is like pigol. Right? You go over to a piece of cake, and you say, this is going to be pigol. Pigo, again, if I have in mind about a karban, then I'm going to eat it or sprinkle his blood out of the proper time. Or eat from the karban out of the proper time. So even if I don't actually do it, if I have that machsheves pigo, then the item has the status of pigo. Pigo is a huge sugya. It gets a lot of press in Zvachim and Menachis. There's a lot of sugyas about a bunch of prakim about pigo in the Sechel Zvachim. So let's say you say this should have the status of pigo. No sir, tummy. That also usser. So then the item in front of you is usser because of tummy, no sir, pigo. The Ran points out that you don't even need here a kaf hadimyon. You don't have this. You don't have to say this should be kipigo, kitame. Just say pigo, tummy. Because these things are inherently usser, says the Ran. This Ran is on the next Amud, but let's just see part three of the Mishnah to see the contrast. Part three of the Mishnah is Ke'imra, like a sheep. If I say something, it should be like a sheep. What's like a sheep? So the Ran says, it must be like a sheep of a carbon. The Bifari says a carbon tamid. It should be like a carbon tamid, or Tosfos says it should be like the sheep of Avram Avinu. That's what we assume the word like a sheep means. Or kedirim, it should be like a deer. A deer is a yard. Either some Rishonim means it means the yard where the animals are kept before they're hooked up on the Mizbeach. Others say it's the yard where the wood is kept before it's used for the Mizbeach. Either way, it's a deer. It's a deer ha'etzim, deer behemos. It's something that is kadosh. Ke'etzim, like the wood of that would be used on the in the Beis HaMikdash. Ke'ishim, we'll talk more about that in a few minutes, but Keisha, let's first finish. Like the fire of the Mizbeach. Ki Mizbeach, like the Mizbeach. This might mean like what's Hukrav on the Mizbeach. Ki Hecho, like the Hecho of the Mizbeach. Somebody says, this cookie should be like the Hecho. Ki Yerushalayim. We'll talk about more of that in the Gemara also. Like Yerushalayim, in all these cases, Nadar Be'echon Mikol Mishamshi HaMizbeach, or you take a Neder from all, comparing to all the shamashim of the Mizbeach, meaning this should be like a mizrak to me, like a spoon, like a cup, something related to the Mizbeach. Afa pishol hisker carbon, even though you don't say the word carbon in any of these cases, hares it adar b'carbon. So that is called the neder b'carbon if you say any of these lashonos. Let's just finish. Rabbi Yehuda Omer HaOmer Yerushalayim Lo Omer Klum. Rabbi Yehuda adds on that if you say the word Yerushalayim without the Kaf HaDimyon, without Ki Yerushalayim Lo Omer Klum. So if you look at the three parts to our Mishnah. Part one is you say Lo something. Lo Chulun Lo Kasha Lo Dachi. Part two, you say the words Tamenos or Pigol about something. And part three is Ki Imra Ki Dirim Ki Esim. So the Ran points out that part two of the Mishnah does not need the Kaf, while part three of the Mishnah needs the Kaf. Why is that? So this is the Ran on the next Amud. The Ran on the next Amud. Look at the second to last skinny line on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Second to last skinny line. The Ran pointed out that there are three parts to the Mishnah. Actually, you can already look at the three parts. Go to the sixth to last skinny line. V'tamad den masis and tlas dini tani. Our Mishnah has three cases. T'kol eichashu basker shame shemashma uto laheter. If you say anything that reflects or is the davar mutter, like kosher or tahar, t'roshu yasker b'tchlas alamid b'patach. You have to start off with a patach. La chulin means not chulin. U'mitzar d'mechalav atashum yehen. Because you say not chulin, so you mean, we learn from there that it should be usher. That's part one of the Mishnah. Part two of the Mishnah, second to last skinny line. V'kol heichesh amazkir shame shuhu more iser. Whenever you say something that is about a dover usher, v'shayich b'kachim, and it symbolizes something totally usher. Go tamei pigol nosar. U'bahani lo shayich alamed psucha b'tchilas. And you don't have to say a lamed there, because you don't have to knock something out that's mutter. It's usher. To adaraba. Yamalu balamid ikal meimer de lahaterika b'chave. There, if you have the lamed, it'll be just the opposite. You don't want the lamed in that case. But says the Ranu, bahani nami, afagav de lo amaluhu kafadimion mitzuri. You don't even need the kaf there. Kipigo. Kitame. Why? Dog mar mukil asis, etc. Why skip a line? The kivan sheshmo more usher below kaf nami mitzuri kuliyama. These words reflect usser inherently. That's why you don't even need the kaf hadimyon. And finally, go to one, two, about the eighth medium line, right in the middle of the line. The hadar tani, part three. Part three, the third part, ki imr, nidarm, ki neitzim, tahani kulu, eichman morashim isser. What? Wood? Sheep? That's inherently usser. Pigol is inherently usser. Wood? Who says wood is usser? If I say like the wood, so then already, which wood am I talking about? So that's why in part three of the Mishnah, where it's not something that's inherently usher, you need the Kafa Dimyon to kind of push us over to say that we need something usher. Because if not, you wouldn't have known. So those are the three parts to the Mishnah. Saying something that's inherently mutter, so you need the law. Something that's saying something that's inherently usher, you don't need anything. And saying something that maybe means usher, there you need the Kafa Dimyon. Yeah. Zachreinu, right, lichayim, not lachayim. We try to make sure to say lichayim and not lachayim. Correct. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah makes that ha'ara. I just forgot to mention yesterday, also, we're talking about Lashonos. Forgot to mention at the end of the Shia, we spoke about carbon, Lashem, Lashem, carbon. That's, by the way, what the Poskim talk about. I mentioned Derech Aga, that the Kohen Gadol says Lashem first on Yom Kippur. So why is he allowed to do that? To some say, when you're involved in a mitzvah, you're allowed to do that first. When you're involved in a mitzvah, it's like a Shluchi mitzvah Eina Nizokin. So that's, by the way, what we say, we learn that from Boaz, when you greet somebody. What did Boaz say? Boaz said to the Kotzrim, Vayomer LaKotzrim, Hashem Imachem. That's what the Sfaradim say before they get an Aliyah. Hashem Imachem. So you say Hashem first. What do you say? And what do they answer? What do they answer? What do they answer? Yivrach Hashem. So he's greeting them. He's doing a mitzvah first, so he can say Hashem first because he's not. There's no worry. Shluchei mitzvah, Mashenki, and they say back Yivrach Hashem, and that's the marker for Eor. Shalom Aleichem. Shalom Aleichem. Shalom is one of the shemos of Hashem. That's what we say when you greet somebody. You say Shalom first because you're doing the mitzvah. Shalom Aleichem. When you answer, you say Aleichem Shalom because it's like Yivrach Hashem. You don't say Shem Hashem first because you're only answering. You're not on the level of greetings. That's where the difference learned out from Boaz. Okay. One other point on the Mishnah, and then we'll continue the Gemara. The Mishnah said, Ki'ishim. In the third part of the Mishnah, we mentioned, if you say, like a fire. Like a fire. So the Shiva Gebetzes points out that the Gemara says, in Kiddushin, Ein Me'ila B'Shalheves. Let's say I go to the Mizbeach and try to get warm from the fire of the Mizbeach. Do I violate Me'ila? Do I violate the Isra getting benefit from the Beis HaMikdash? Because Ein Me'ila B'Shalheves. There's no Me'ila. It's a Darash Ein Bomamish. So it's nothing tangible there. So says the Shita, what does it mean? Like you should compare it to Ishim. Is the fire on the Mizbeach Asur? So one easy answer could be, Tosfos just says it means what's burned on the Ishim. That's the Tosfos, the Dibur Baskel Ki Ishim, HaKarban Atzmo Ka'amar. That's the little Tosfos over there. But the Shiva Gebetzes says, no, maybe it means, the Gemara there says, there's no Me'ila by a plain fire, but if it's a fire connected to a Gacheles, to a source of the fire, a coal, a burning ember, so then it would have, you would violate Me'ilah. So maybe that's what it means, a Shalheves Sheishbo Gachelos. Again, this relates to the idea that we have a fire on the Mizbeach. Just one ha'ara about that. It's interesting, Machlokas, Rishonim. We know there's a mitzvah daraisa to have a fire on the Mizbeach. Mitzvah daraisa, right? Eish tukan on Mizbeach lo sechba. Like four or five times it says in the Torah, have a fire, don't let it go out, have a fire. Says the Sefer HaChinuch in Kuf Lamed Beis, Lahaver Eish Al Mizbeach B'chol Yom Tamid. To make sure there's a fire there, Eish Tamid Tukal Mizbeach, Lahasim Bo Eitzim Baboker, Rabbein Arabayim, to have an Eish, and the Sefer HaChinuch talks about what the symbolism is of the fire. But then the Sefer HaChinuch has an amazing Shita. We know there were three fires on top of the Mizbeach, three piles. There was one main one where you burn the animals, one main big fire, the Ma'aracha HaGadola, so you piled wood up there and you put the animals on there. There was a smaller one where you burned the Ketores, where the Kohen burned the Ketores every day. And number three, there was another fire there purely to have a fire there. There was a third Ma'aracha on top to purely have a fire there. Three fires. Again, the Sefer Chinuch discusses this, the Rambam also in Mitzvot Aseh Chavtes discusses that there were three fires. Ma'aracha Gedola, Meduras Eitzim al Mizbeach Achiso Shaleh Hikrivo Kol Karbanos, Ma'aracha Shniya Shel Ktores, when we show Ma'achiso Gachola Ba'pribi La'Haktiros, you took coals from there to bring to Mizbeach HaPrimi, in the Heichal, to burn the Ktores. And then number three, there was a third one that was purely there to have on the to have a piece of Eishir, Rezbet Hashemayim, Mitzvah Lahavi Ben Ahedyo, to have a third Ma'aracha. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, this mitzvah is about the third Ma'aracha. Even if the other two fires are burning, if the third fire goes out on top of the Mizbeach, you will mevatel the mitzvah Saseh. That's the Sefer HaChinuch. Daf get the third one. V'imlo yivira konim Ma'aracha Shlishis, bitlu mitzvah Saseh Zu. Even though you have two other fires burning on top of the Mizbeach. It's still the mitzvah saseh to have the fire always there is the third pile. Dafka, that one that's only there, so you don't have so the fire doesn't go out. The other Rishonim don't say that. The Sefer Minchas Chinuch says it doesn't appear that way from the other Rishonim. You're right, you should have a kiyum to have an extra fire. But as long as the other fires are lit, so l'dayti eno nirakein, says the Minchas Chinuch. To kivan tohaya esha ma'aracha, lo bitlu mitzvah zasezu. Kivash ish esh, kein nirapashut. Kein nirapashut. I don't know why, you know, you dafka need that one. So the other Rishonim would say, no, the other ones are there. That's a function of the animals. That's a function of the Torahs. That's not there for this mitzvah. But that is a machlokas Rishonim. If you're mevatel the third one and the other two fires going, well, you've mevatel the mitzvah. A. There is another ha'ara that the Minchas Chinuch points out, and also the Sefer Mitzvahs HaMelech, which we've mentioned in the past, points out. What if the fire goes out in the middle of the day? Is there a mitzvah just to light the fire or to have the fire lit? That also seems to be a machlokas between the Ramban and the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch seems to say that the mitzvah is to light the fires once in the morning and once in the afternoon. To light the fires. While the Ramban, Allah Torah, seems to say, She'idolok kol hazman, t'pirusho tamid kanu adlaka v'lo amaisa adlaka. What does tamid mean? Tamid means always lit, not too lighted. Right? Like the menorah. What does tamid mean by the menorah? Light it each day or to always have it lit. So again, that's the machlokas, what the word, the breads, machlokas tanoim, the lechem apanim, how they switch the lechem apanim. They switch it every Shabbos. So did they take the old ones off in the morning and put the new ones in the afternoon? Or, another time it says, no, tamid means mamish tamid, every second. That's why a few kohanim stood on one side of the shulchan and they pulled them out exactly when the other kohanim were pushing the breads in. So does tamid mean once a day? Does tamid mean mamish tamid always? So again, that's the machlokas here between the Sefer HaChinuch and the Ramban. But that has to do with the mitzvah of lighting the fire. Again, two machlokos. Does it only the third fire? Is that the break, the important one? Or do we say that it... lighting or having it lit. That's all about Ki'ishim in our Mishnah. Right, also by Talmud Torah, we had it on Shabbos. Right, Tamid. Right, well, we wanted to say that nobody holds. That's just, that's not Tamid. Okay, but you're right. Every time it says, Gisa Ba'yam Malayla, what does that mean? Okay, says the Gemara, Savruha, we think about our Mishnah, my Lachulin, part one of our Mishnah, right? It said Lachulin. So what do we say? Lachulin means lo Lachulin, lehevi. It shouldn't be for Chulin, ela Karban. Meaning, you said, this should not be Chulin. That's what you said. So we're mashma from that it should be a Karban. You didn't say it should be a Chulin. I'm sorry, a Karban. You didn't say it should be a karban. You just said it shouldn't be chulin. But we're mashma, as the Gemara says, mani masnisan. Who is our Mishnah like? E Rabbi Meir, can it be Rabbi Meir? Lesle mechal avat hashemayahein. What do you mean? Rabbi Meir says whenever you say the negative, you can't always know the positive that comes out of that. You don't say mechal avat hashemayahein, and here you're saying that because what in our Mishnah you say it's not chulin. So we're mashma from there that it is karban. So that can't be Rabbi Meir because Rabbi Meir says you're not allowed to do that. Before we even see that, the next line, Savruha, what does Savruha sound like? Savruha is usually used as a, in the Havamina we think, dot, dot, dot. So the Reb Avraham Nahar, one of the great Rishonim, quotes Rashi. We don't have the Rashi. Kasav Rabbeinu Shlomo, Chaluka Zos Ashita Bishar Shitas. As we've said, this is the third time we've had this. Mesechas Adarim has different Lashonas than others. If you have a Savruha in other Mesechtas, that usually signifies a Havamina which will be rejected. Here, Savruha is going to be accepted. We're never going to change this. So he just says, Nadarm's different. To Ilu Bishar Shitas Bishar Mesechtas, Ki Paschi Belema O Bisavruha, Lo Mitukamachi Amaskana. The Ilu Bishitas Hai Mesechta, Afagat the Paschi Belema, Mitukamai Kaya Amaskana. So, right, we're making the list. We had, I started making the list yesterday. We had Rishita Bukubetsis on Davav, Tosis on Dav Zayin, and now we had Ravimina Ar and Daf Yud Aleph. That Lishna de Nedarim is Mishuna. So the Havamina is that the Mishnah means La Chulin, means not Chulin, and we're Masha from there that it should be a carbon, and that's why it's Aser. So the Mishnah seems to be not like Rabbi Meir, because the Meir says you cannot learn out the positive from the fact that you said the negative. Did Tanah, where'd Rabbi Meir say this? Rabbi Meir Shita Bai Tanaim. Rabbi Meir holds, Kol Tanai She'eno Kitanai Be Ganam Ruvein Eno Tanai. Any Tanai that is not like the Tanai that was said by Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvain, when they made a tznai with Moshe Rabbeinu, a condition, we will stay on Eivor Yarden, but we're going to come fight with you. If we fight with you and we help you out, then we'll get this land. If we don't fight with you and don't, then we won't get this land. There, What was used was known as a t'nai kafel, a double t'nai. Both the positive and the negative was said. Says Rabbi Meir, that's a makar that in general you always have to, you can't be mashma anything. You can't be mashma anything from the positive or from the negative to say the other one. Mechla lava tashumia hei. You don't say that. So Rabbi Meir says, just because you said this should not be chulin, you cannot automatically say this is a karban. So Rabbi Meir cannot be the author of our Mishnah. So the Gemara answers, El Rabbi Yehuda, you're right. Rabbi Yehuda Shita, who would argue, and that you can be, you can't say Mechalav HaTashmeh Hain, and you don't need B'nei Gad B'nei Ruvein. The Mefarshim point out, the Rush here, even implicitly notes, Rabbi Meir over there, where he holds about needing T'nai Kafel, the one who argues with him is not Rabbi Yehuda. The one who argues with him is a different Tana. So, it must be Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So, what do you mean? The Ron already points out, it's not Rabbi Yehuda. So the Rush says, Rabbi Yehuda always argued with him. You'd always argue with him, the Rush says in the fifth line of the Rush. Dehu bar plugtei Rabbi Meir b'chol makom. He always argues with him, so some of you argue with him here. You know, sometimes you have a child. Whatever one child says, the other child is going to argue. You don't even know what the other child is going to say. But this child said A, so the other child has to say B. That's just nature. So the Rush says that if Meir holds one way, l'chol Rabbi Yehuda would hold the other way. That's why the Gemara suggested it. But Rabbi Kiva Eger is not happy with this. Rabbi Kiva Eger in... Where's Rabbi Kiva Eger? Rabbi Kiva Eger in his commentary on Mishnah, so the Tosfos Rabbi Kiva Eger here, says, I don't know what the Rush is talking about. You can only say, Rabbi Yehuda must be the one that argues with him, when you don't have another opinion, Beferish, that argues with him. But if you have a Machlokas, you're Rabbi Meir and somebody else, you can say Rabbi Yehuda Dafka agrees with the other one. Kashuli, the Jehoshaya Chechadol Niska Mefurish, Viyu Acholek, our Rabbi Meir. The Nishish Bloshim Chachamim. So who the Chachamim Rabbi Yehuda? Masha Enkin Hacha Mefurish is Rabbi Chanan Begamliel. So Tzarech Ian. So the Tozer Kiva Eger, like others, I think some other we showed him, say no. There's got to be a place where Rabbi Yehuda argues on Rabbi Meir, and they try to dig up a place from another halachic context where Rabbi Meir is mefurish arguing with Rabbi Yehuda. But either way, they say it must be Rabbi Yehuda. Period.
But where's the t'nai in this case?
Where is the t'nai? So there is no t'nai in this case. But what the Gemara is doing, the Gemara is comparing the general sugya of learning something positive from your negative statement to tznaim, where it's both parts are required. So that your question seems to be, you read this Gemara, it's a big jump. And Rabbi Chanan, maybe this is what you meant to ask. Rabbi Chanan and the Kovet Shirim and Baba Basra asked this question. What is the Gemara comparing here? We know there are specific rules and regulations by tznaim called Mishpatei Tznaim. When you make a condition, you have to do the positive before the negative. You have to make a condition that's only possible to fulfill. You have to do a t'nai kafel. There are rules and regulations, t'nai kodim l'maisa. You have to make the, if this, then I will do this. You can't say, I will do this, if this. There are rules based on the psukim in the end of Sefer Bamidbar. So ask Rabbi Chanan. He said, I asked Rabbi Chaim this kasha. What's this Gemara talking about? It's v'sha'alti mikvod. Where's the lashem? V'sha'alti is kvod mori v'rabi Rabbeinu Chaim alevi zatzal. What does the Gemara say? This Mishnah can't be Rabbi Meir because Rabbi Meir says you need a t'nai kafel. What does a t'naim have to do with our Mishnah? Our Mishnah is about Nedarim. So what ma kesher? So he says, my Rabbi answer, Rabbi Chaim answer me as follows. What does it mean, mechla lava tashmeh hein, that machlokas? In general, if you say the negative, could you be mashma the positive? That machlokas is the positive included in the negative. Everybody agrees that you can be mashma, it's fine. If you say the negative, of course you mean the positive also. But is it as if you said the positive? That's the machlokas. The bepluta, the bechal hein, atoshmi alav. He im alav nechla b'loshen hein. Im kein kishomer hein lachud have a ki'ilu omer hein v'halav umemelu hu kafel. Or the other one says, even though we understand what you mean, but you didn't. It's not as if you said it. That's the whole machlokas bechal alav atoshmi hein or not. That the machlokas. We know what you mean. Question is, does it have the halachic said as if you said it? So says Reb Chai, and that's why the Gemara could apply it here. Because you're right, this is a different context, but by Nedarim you have to say it. You have to say it at least by you have to have hafla by the, okay, so this isn't a yad. This is not a yad. A yad means you made a partial statement. This is a complete statement. You're trying to learn out the opposite of what you said. This isn't exactly the same category as a yad. So says Reb Chaim, that's how the Gemara. You're right, it's two different contexts, but we're comparing. Because the issue is it as if you said it? Nedarim needs it to be said. That's how Reb Chaim answered Reb Chanan's Kasha on this Gemara. As we compare Tanaim and Nedarim. Okay, there's more to talk about here, but let's just try to finish a few, the Amud, and then we'll talk about two more things. So says the Gemara, so our Mishnah must be Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that, let's assume whether we're just suggesting it or we have even a proof to it, Rabbi Yehuda holds you can learn out the positive from the negative and vice versa, and that's our Mishnah. So when you say, this thing is not a carbon, is not chulun to me, it's mashma that it is a carbon to me, and that's why it's aser. Says the Gemara, 1 minute, how could part one of the Mishnah be Rabbi Yehuda, Ema Seifa, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Omer, Yerushalayim, Lo Omer Klum? The last line of the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you say Yerushalayim, you don't say Ki Yerushalayim, it's meaningless. So says the Gemara, me the Sefer Rabbi Yehuda, Reisha Lav Rabbi Yehuda. So doesn't that mean if the last line is Rabbi Yehuda, the Reisha is not? Where's this cooler Rabbi Yehuda? No, the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. V'achi k'tani, this is how you should read it. She Rabbi Yehuda Omer, add in the She. That Rabbi Yehuda says, Homer Yerushalayim Lo Omer Klum. So really the whole Mishnah could be Rabbi Yehuda, not a problem. V'achi Amar Ki Yerushalayim Lo Rabbi Yehuda Mi Mitzar. What do you mean? If you say Ki Yerushalayim, Yehuda says it works. Only Yerushalayim would it work, not Ki Yerushalayim. But Tanya, we have another brisa later on that says Rabbi Yehuda Omer Homer Ki Yerushalayim Lo Omer Klum. Actually, Yadav B'davar Karav Yerushalayim. Even if you say Ki Yerushalayim, it wouldn't work. So does Rabbi Yehuda say Ki? If I say to a cookie, this should be like Yerushalayim. So is that Asur? Is it not Asur? It's a steer in Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara answer is Machlokas within Rabbi Yehuda. Cooler Rabbi Yehuda he. The Hari Tzrei Tanai leave it Rabbi Yehuda. It's Machlokas Tanai within Rabbi Yehuda. Would Ki Yerushalayim be enough for us to say Asur or not? What's the Machlokas about? So we have 2 days within Rabbi Yehuda. Ki Yerushalayim. What's the Machlokas about here? Whether you say Ki Yerushalayim or not? So the Mefarish says, it's Machlokas whether Yerushalayim got Kedusha, has Kedusha, Bizman Azeh. Right? The sixth line in the Mefarish, Delo Mikdasha Yerushalayim, according to that Shita. Or the next line, Asur the Yerushalayim Mikdasha. Mamisha Machlokas, whether Yerushalayim is Mekudeshes Bizman Hazeh or not. One. The Ran holds, no, the Ran is, the Machlokas is, it's about an Umdana. What does a person mean when they say Ki Yerushalayim? When a person says Ki Yerushalayim, does he mean, see the last line of the Ran, Daito al Dabar Hakariv Yerushalayim? Does he mean that he have das to what's hukrav in Yerushalayim, that'll be Asur, because we're talking about the Karbanos, or does he have das for the stones and the wood in Yerushalayim? The Eitzim Avanim. So then again, there wouldn't be a Davar HaAsur. Wouldn't be a Davar HaAsur, because that might not have Kedusha Bizman Hazeh. So that's how the Ran explains it. One other idea, Tosfos. Tosfos says, what's this Machlokas about? We know, we mentioned in the past, and we're going to have it again in the second Perek, if someone is matfis, somebody says this should be usher like this, it has to be, the thing I'm comparing it to has to be a davar hanadur, and not a davar ha'asur. Davar hanadur means that I had to have been the source of that. If I say this should be usher like that piece of pig is usher, what I said is meaningless. Because you can't compare these two things. Hashem made the pig usher, and I'm making this usher. If I say this should be usher like that carbon, so I made the carbon kadosh. So you have to be matfis in a davar hanadur, and not in a davar ha'asur. Says Tosfos, that's the machlokas here. When I say it should be usher like Yerushalayim, it should be like Yerushalayim. So does that mean like Yerushalayim? Because how do you build Yerushalayim? How do you build the world of Yerushalayim? Based on all the maxes of shekel that you collected. So it's a davar hanadur in a sense. It's a davar hanadur. It all comes from the people. But we know Yerushalayim has kedusha HaMakadosh Baruch Hu also. You know, kedusha Yerushalayim is like a davar ha'asur, not a davar hanadur. So that's what Tosfos says. Tosfos says in the third wide line. Eid has another lakach. L'daito lahatvis kemoshi Yerushalayim kadosh yoser mikol Eretz Yisrael. Nothing to do with me. That's a davar ha'asur. This is what we mentioned at the end of Maseches Ksubis, when we spoke about the Mishnah there, that if a husband wants to force his wife, or vice versa, to go up to Yerushalayim, he can force them. That has nothing to do with the more mitzvahs in Yerushalayim. You could eat kachem in Yerushalayim. No, Ramosha said there, I brought it again, Ramosha in the Drash Moshe in Parshas Veschanan, said beautifully, Yerushalayim is more kedusha. Nothing to do with mitzvahs. It has more kedusha. Bishvil zela dur b'makom kedusha. Actually, is daimel l'kayim sham mitzvah sliyus baretz gam yesh mitzvah b'Yerushalayim yoser b'shar Eretz Yisrael. After like a mitzvah sliyus shama. So rak bishvil kedusha hiya mitzvah. Right? So that's what Tosa says. Yerushalayim has two elements, two kedushas. It has the kedusha that comes from us. Right? We build the Yerushalayim amish with our maxes ha-shekels, and the kedusha that comes from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So what's your kavana? The davar ha-nadar aspect or the davar ha-asr aspect? That's the machlokas, according to Tosfos, when you say ki Yerushalayim. Okay, one other point here, and then we will go to Amud Beis. The Gemara originally had said that this Mishnah cannot be like Rabbi Meir. Therefore, it has to be like Rabbi Yehuda. So all the Rishonim again ask a question. Does Rabbi Meir totally reject the idea of Mechlal Lava Tashamei Hain, Mechlal Hain Tashamei Lav, Right, the Ran here, the Ran and Tosfos and others say that if you look in Maseches Shvuos on Daf Lamed Vav, Meir does accept Michlal Avatashomea Hain by Isurim. Only by Mamonis he rejects it. By Mamonis you have a high standard. By Mamonis you need Michlal Avatashomea Hain, Michlal Avatashomea Lav, Tanai Kafel, but by Isurim you don't need it. So, what's Nadarim? Isn't Nadarim Isurim? Isn't Nadarim Isurim? It's about Averis. So why wouldn't Ramir be Moda? What's the whole shock of the Gemara? It's over. Ramir agrees with this. So Tosa says the second Dibur Maskal on Tosa, the number Aleph, Yeshlomar, Nadarm, like the 10th line, Nadarm nami chashav le'isura de'isbe mamona. No, Nadarm has a mamon aspect also. You're right, it's aser, but it has a mamon aspect. Why? Keep it the oser, mamon shachavei rolav. I can't eat this cookie. So you're right, it's aser to me, but it's about a cookie. It's about a night. It's not about just an aser Ba'avir, it's about something Dina Mamonis. So it has a Mamon aspect. Look what the Ran says. The Ran also says, yeah, it has a Mamon aspect, but he says it in a more fundamental way. It's about the eighth to last line in the Ran, right in the middle. The Nedarim Nami, eighth to last from the bottom. The Nedarim Nami, Mamona Ispahu, Tehainu Cheftza de Mitzar Alei. Why is it Mamon? Because it's about an object. Like we said, Cheftza Gavra, difference between Nether and Shvua, he doesn't talk about somebody else's money. But it's about a Cheftza. It's about a chefza. So that shows, that's how it's mamonis. Just a third idea, and then we'll move on. Rav Minahar also says, maybe Nadarim is different. Because by you're right, he usually agrees by Yisurim. But by Nadarim, you go by Lashon B'nei Adam, as we're going to have a number of times. And by Lashon B'nei Adam, people usually say what they mean. Be mashma what the person meant. People say what they mean. So that's why here, that's why he says, but you don't say B'chala V'tash B'nei Hei. Because by Nadarim, you have to say it, because you go by Lashon B'nei Adam. Period. Okay, let's turn over. Tanya. Is it dafka shal chaveiro according to Tosas? Good question. What if you say, yeah, well, that's what the Mishnah says. Lo chulin sha'ochel lecha. You're talking about what I eat of yours. You can, but that's not what the case of the Mishnah is. The case of the Mishnah is specifically lecha. So that's why he says it can be called a mum in context. Says the Braisa, Tanya, chulin, hachulin, kichulin. If you say any of those words, bein sha'ochel lecha, bein sha'ochel lecha. You say it with any of these phrases. You say, chulin, what I'm going to eat. No problem. Chulin, what I'm not going to eat. So the Bryce still says mutter. Chulin, what I'm going to eat, obviously is mutter. What I'm going to eat is chulin. You're allowed to eat chulin, no problem. But what about the other way? Chulin, what I'm not going to eat. So what's that, mashma? Usser, what I'm going to eat. If I say chulin, what I'm not going to eat is mashma, what I'm going to eat is going to be usser. So if I would say, right, Michlal Ava Tashmeh Hein, you would say usser, but the Bryce doesn't say that. Bryce says mutter. So we're going to see, this is going to be like Rabbi Meir. L'chulin sho'ochel, that's the ratio of the Braisa. Then the Braisa says, L'chulin sho'ochel l'cha, usser. Not chulin, la'chulin sho'ochel l'cha, not chulin while I will eat, usser. Like our Mishnah said, it's not chulin what I'm going to eat, so as if you said, right, it's a carbon, so that's usser. L'chulin lo'ochel l'cha, chulin what I won't eat, mutter. That's also mutter. Chulin what I won't eat, that's also going to be mutter. We'll have to see. The Gemara is going to explain it. So, Reishamani, the first line of the Braisa, Rabbi Meir. He has to be Rabbi Meir. The last line, Mechal Avotash Mehein. Like we said on Amud Aleph. Because what does the first line say? Again, let's just focus. The first line says, I say, Chulin what I won't eat. Okay, so if we held that you could be mashma things from your language, you would say, carbon what I will eat. So carbon what I will eat, so you should say that. But the Braisa doesn't hold that way. The Braisa says mutter, so it must be like Rabbi Meir, who says you don't say Mechal Avotash Mehein. Ema Seifa, but if the Reisha is Rabbi Meir, there's a problem with the Seifa, because the Seifa says what? L'chulin l'ochel l'cha mutter. To chulin, I will not eat mutter. We have a very similar Lashon and in a different Mishnah, and we explained it according to Rabbi Meir that he would hold Aser. Let's see. V'atran, the Mishnah says later on, l'karbon l'ochel l'cha, for a carbon, I will not eat of yours. What I don't eat of yours will be a carbon. What it sounds like. Like in our Braisa, it says, La chulin, what I won't eat will not be chulin. We said mutter, but we have the, instead of saying la chulin lo ochalacha, we have the Mishnah later on that says la karbon lo ochalacha, same kind of lashon, and Rabbi Meir oser. And Rabbi Meir there says oser. The kashalon, and we asked on that Mishnah, again, what's the lashon of that Mishnah? Where it says, La karbon lo ochalacha, not for a carbon what I won't eat. That's going to be a question. We're going to see that in a minute. But let's assume right now it says, la carbon, lo ochalcha, not for a carbon what I won't eat. Reb Meir says usher there. So why is that? Reb Meir does not hold that whatever, you didn't say anything about what you will eat. Reb Meir says you can never be mashma something from your words. You have to say it. The Amar Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Abba says no, because this is how we interpret your phrase. Naase ka'omer lekarbon yehei lefichach lo'ochalacha. When you say in that Mishnah lekarbon lo ochalacha, we interpret that to mean for lekarbon. This should be for a karbon, and therefore lo ochalacha, I'm not going to eat it. That's how we interpret the phrase according to Rabbi Meir of lekarbon lo ochalacha. So now we say, what about here? Hakanami, if this Bryce is Rabbi Meir's authorship, so what do you say? L'chulun la'ochalacha, so what should we say that means? Hachi kamar, lo chulun levi, it shouldn't be chulun, l'fichach la'ochalacha, and therefore I'm not going to eat it. So you should say, usur, shouldn't say mutter. How can the Bryce say mutter? If in a parallel phrase in the later Mishnah, we interpret it to mean, this should be for a carbon, and therefore I won't eat it. See here too. This should be for a carbon, or this should be for chulin, and therefore, you know, I will eat it.
It's double negative.
Right. So the question is, do you interpret it as a double negative or not? Is it la or is it lut? That's going to be the answer. So the Gemara has two answers. How do you interpret, how do you put together our interpretation of Rabbi Meir later on in our Braisa? Number one, Haitana Sava like Rabbi Meir, Bechado, Paligala, Bechado. Maybe our Braisa is not Rabbi Meir's opinion, it's just somebody who holds partially like Rabbi Meir's opinion. Haitana, he holds like Rabbi Meir, Bechado, meaning he holds like Rabbi Meir in the Reisha that you don't say Michlala, Lava, Tashmehain. Vesava like Kavazi, Bechado. And you hold like him in something. Vesava like Kavazi, Bechado, Delethi, Michlala, Lava, Tashmehain. You hold like Rabbi Meir, the first line of the Braisa, hold like Rabbi Meir that you cannot be Mashma, Love, Hain from Love, Upalagalai Bechad Bekarbon, but he argues on that interpretation that we gave in the next Mishnah, meaning Lechulin Laochalacha does not mean for Chulin, therefore, etc. So it's simple. It's not Rabbi Meir's opinion. It's just somebody who partially holds like Rabbi Meir's opinion. So you can hold like Rabbi Meir's opinion about one thing and not about something else. Answer one. Answer two. Rav Ashi Amar, no. The difference is what Yossi said before. Is it Le or is it La? Right, there's no nekudos in our Gemara or in the Mishnahs. So Rashi Amar Hod Amar Lichulin. Our Brisa says Lichulin. The Hod Amar Lachulin. But later on it says Lachulin to Amar the Mashmalo Lavi Kulin Elik Carbon. The reason there's different interpretation is because one is with a Shva and one's with a Patach, and therefore that's why there's no Stira. Period. There's no Stira. Okay. So this is the end of the sugya of Michla Lava Tashmehain, etc., and Tanai Kafel. So what are we paskin? What are we paskin about needing Tanai Kafel? Needing a double? Do you have to say both? If this, then this. If it rains, then I marry you. If it doesn't rain, then I don't marry you. Do you have to say both? If you get married on condition that it rains. So that is a major machlokas we showed him. The Ran here quotes that he and the Rif and the Ramban all hold, you do not need Tanai Kafel. No. Rabbi Meir should be no paskin like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir requires Tanai Kafel, but the Ran and the Rif and the Ramban do not require Tanai Kafel. Halacha Lamaisa. The Rambam requires Tanai Kafel. He's on the Rambam in Hilchas Ishus. The Rambam requires Tanai Kafel. Both in Hilchas Ishus, and the Rambam also quotes this. I forgot to mention something. What can you do? And the Rambam also quotes this in Hilchas Zechiyah Umatana. Outside of Ishus. Hilchas Zechiyah Umatana. You make a sale. You're selling something. You have to use you have to make a Tanai Kafel. A double Tanai. If you give it a Matana al Tanai. You give him Matana al Tanai, you have to use Mishpatei Atznayim. And then the Rambam adds, V'rabosai Horu, this is a Hilchas Zechiyah, Paragimel Halacha Ches. V'rabosai Horu, my Rebbeim Paskind, She'ein Tzarech Lechpolos Atznayi L'haktim Hin L'lav, Ela B'kidushin V'gitin Bovad. My Rebbeim said that you only need a double Lashon Tanai Kafel only by Gitin and Kiddushin. Those are special contexts. Gitin and Kiddushin you need. Right, but not by Dina Mamanus. Dina Mamanus, you don't need Tanai Kafel. Only by Gaini Kiddushin. Right, there's a precedent for having different rules by Gaini Kiddushin. We're going to have later on, all the way at the end of the Dharam, in the Pays, we have the concept of Tokadei Dibur. Are you allowed to go back on your words, Tokadei Dibur? But by davening. Let's say you said the same bracha. Oh, I have a same talamat lavra. Within Tokadei Dibur, you're allowed to go back. We pass you, generally, call it Tarakul, you're allowed to go back. Gaini Kiddushin, you can't go back. Gaini Kiddushin, the Gemara says, just joking. Tough luck. You're married, right? You're married. You can't. But by these contexts, there's no chazara tokadei dibur. So you already find a precedent where marriage might be different. So says the Rambam, quoting his Rebbeim, that my Rebbeim say you only need Mishpatei Tanai Kafel by getting Kiddushin. Ve'ein l'davar zeraya. I don't agree, said the Rambam. He doesn't say, I argue on my Rebbeim. He said, there's no proof to them. The Raya tries to bring a proof to them, but that's the Rambam Shita. There's a Shita out there of the Gaonim that you only need Tanai Kafel by getting Kiddushin and not by Dini Mamonis, not by monetary affairs. And the bomb kasha on this Shita is, where's the source for conditions? Where's the source from Tanaim? We just mentioned it before. Who made the first condition? B'nei Gadim B'nei Ruvein. Eretz Yisrael. We're going to get this property. Those sources by Dini Mamonis. But he taught it. It's only by getting condition by Dini Mamonis. Hello, the whole source of Tanaim is by Dini Mamonis. So how can you suggest that by Dini Mamonis you don't need? The whole source of Mishpatei Tanaim, of the rules of Tanaim, and Tanai Kafel is by Dini Mamonis. That's the kasha that many ask. So I think we mentioned in the past, back up in Zechas Yuma and others, the thought, partly from Rav Salvation, partly from Rav Shechter, quoted here in Eretz HaTzvi. It's a beautiful piece where he quotes a discussion of the Rishonim, and that is, there's one Gemara that says, Yerushalayim lo nischalka l'shvatim. Yerushalayim was not split up among Shvatim. Right? Everybody got a chilek of Yerushalayim. And yeah, Gemara in Baba Kama. And yet we know, there's another Gemara that says that the border of the Beis HaMikdash went, what? Right through Yehud and Binyamin. Right, we know even the southeast corner of the Mizbeach did not have a full corner on it, because the entire Mizbeach had to be in Binyamin, so it was cut off. The border went right through the base of Migdash, right between Yehuda and Binyamin, and the entire Mizbeach had to be in Binyamin. Binyamin is the Ev Yitzraf. The Unkelos on that pasuk says that refers to the Mizbeach. So it was this Chakal Shvatim. So was it or wasn't it? Did everybody have a piece, or was it Yerushalayim? Was it Yehuda and Binyamin had a piece? Right. So which is it? So Rav Shechter explains, again, based partially on, again, I don't know how much of this is Rav Shechter, how much of this is Rav Salvechik, Simin Laman and Eretz HaTzvi, there are two Kedushas of Yerushalayim, as there are two Kedushas of Eretz Yisrael in general. There's the Kedusha of, there's two Kedushas and there's two Chalukas, that's a better word, two splitting up of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim was split up, yes, between each Shevet, just like every Shevet got a portion, every family got a portion of Eretz Yisrael. But then there is that's Dini Mamonis. But then there's a split up related to the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael didn't achieve its full Kedusha until all Eretz Yisrael was split up. Nothing to do with the Dini Mamonis element, but having to do with Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. He brings a Raya. The Ravid holds in the Shita Bukubetzes that the Urim Vetumim, the Ravid holds, the Urim Vetumim was used to split up to Shvatim. Reuven gets this and Yehuda gets this. But what about the split up to each family within the Shevet that you didn't need the Urim Tumim for, says the Ravid. Why? Says the Shechter, because that's a Dini Mamon. For the Dini Mamonis element, you don't need the Urim Tumim for that. For the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, in terms of splitting it up to achieve full Kedusha, that you need the Urim Tumim. And he quotes other Rayas to this as well. But related to us, related to our issue, and that is, Eretz Yisrael, it is Yisra V'Heter. It's not just Dini Mamonis. How did the Gaonim say, hey, only by getting a Kiddushin? Hey, the whole source is Mamonis. No. The whole source is not just Mamonis. The source of Eretz, the source of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, when they went inside, it has a Mamonis element, but also has an Isser V'Heter element. So it's possible to say that getting Kiddushin are limited to getting Kiddushin, even though the source is Kibush Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so that just explains the Shita of the Gaonim about their Pesach of Tanai Kafel. Let's just do a few more lines. Back in the Gemara, Tar Tame Noser Pigel Aser. So we said in the Mishnah, if you go over to an object and say Tame Pigel, so that works. Boy, remember Achama. Hare Olai Kibsar Zivche Shlamim LaAchaz Rikas Adam. What if I go over to, let's say, a kosher piece of meat? This should be like the Bsar Shlamim after its dam is sprinkled. So Mahu. So what's the halacha there? Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Eat the karma bahadin lishna beterkomatis. What do you mean, meat of a shlamim after the blood is sprinkled? That's mutter. So what are you saying? This should be like this loaf of bread. So that's mutter. You're not saying anything is aser. So ella kagon, let's at least do the question today. No, this is what you said. Demachas psar zivche shlamim. You have a piece of shlamim next to you. This piece of shlamim that's mutter, umachas etergabe, and you have a piece of mutter steak next to it. The amar zekazet. This mutter piece of steak should be like this shlamim that is now mutter to me, but it's a shlamim. My beikaro kamatvis or beheter kamatvis. Originally, this piece of meat had isser written all over it. When I bring a carbon shlamim, it's usser. It's only mutter after I sprinkle the blood and the fats are burned on his back. Now I can eat the rest of it. Inherently, this has an isser element to it. Lamaisa, this is mutter to me for me to eat now. So what is my kavana? When I say this mutar bitzvi should be like that, do I say that I really mean the iser roots of this item? Or do I say, l'maisa, it's mutar to me? That's the shayla of the Gemara. Be ikara kamatis, am I going about the ikar part of this item, which was aser, it's a shlamim, it used to be aser, o behetera kamatis, or behetera? That's the question of the Gemara, and by the Shem we will... The question is, l'maisa, this is mutar for me to eat. L'maisa, this is a piece of shlamim that's after Zrikas Adam. So it's mutar for Yisrael even to eat it. But originally, it was aser. So what is my kavana when I say this should be like this? Okay, right. That's what we're going to start with that Ron tomorrow. The Ron still has restrictions, so we're going to start with that tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here. And we will continue.